Job prospects for 2026 college grads to hit 5-year low while employers IAI, foreign labor. By Jasmine Jordan on November 14, 2025. The outlook for the college graduating class of 2026 has dimmed sharply as data shows employer hiring plans have stalled. Job market ratings have slipped, and workforce competition has intensified due to automation and visa-based labor programs. According to a report by the Wall Street Journal, based on data from the National Association of Colleges and Employers, NACE, employers project the job market for 2026 graduates will be the weakest in half a decade. A survey conducted among 183 companies between August 7 and September 22 found that 51% of respondents rated the job market for new graduates as poor fare. A sentiment not seen at this level since the COVID-19 era downturn in 2020-21. Only 2% of employers rated the market as excellent. The hiring slowdown follows a wave of large-scale layoffs from major employers, including Amazon, UPS, and Verizon, the latter reportedly preparing to cut 15,000 jobs, its largest workforce reduction ever. While overall hiring for 2026 graduates is technically expected to increase by 1.6%, that marks a steep drop from earlier projections for the class of 2025. Historical trends show that spring hiring often falls short of earlier fall estimates. The divergence is reflected in NACE's year-over-year hiring projections. From a near 30% jump in 2022 spring plans compared to 2021, projections have since plummeted, including a contraction for the class of 2024. According to data from job platform Handshake, full-time job postings in August dropped over 16% year-over-year, while applications per job rose 26%. Over 60% of 2026 graduates surveyed reported pessimism about their career outlooks. Former recruiter Jaya Vanaveka, who was laid off from Automation Anywhere in 2023, said companies don't know where to invest amid AI uncertainty and tariffs. They don't have the training, she remarked about recent graduates, many of whom are being passed over for roles that are increasingly filled by laid-off mid-career professionals. The unemployment rate for recent graduates hit 4.8% in June, the highest in 4 years and above the national average. New college graduates are now not only competing with each other, but also with recently laid-off workers and foreign graduates entering the U.S. workforce through visa programs. Rising scrutiny of visa programs such as H-1B and OPT, optional practical training, has enabled hundreds of thousands of foreign graduates to work in U.S. jobs originally intended for American college students. The Department of Justice, DOJ, under Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon has pledged increased enforcement of long-standing visa-related laws to curb what officials describe as the systemic replacement of domestic talent. Eric Sell, a senior lawyer at the DOJ Civil Rights Division, emphasized that the administration is determined to hold companies accountable for how they treat American workers, especially during periods of economic upheaval and rapid technological change. He stressed that under President Donald Trump's leadership, technological advancement would never be used as an excuse to forget the workers that built this country, and he warned that those attempting to exploit chaotic growth for corporate gain will be held accountable. Public frustration has been intensifying. A new Signal poll finds that 44% of likely voters say companies exploit the H-1B system. Among swing voters, 43% agree with that assessment. Notably, the backlash against these visa programs is strongest among working-class Americans and voters without a college degree, key electoral constituencies ahead of the 2026 midterms. In 2024 alone, the Biden administration approved work permits for approximately 400,000 foreign college graduates through the Optional Practical Training (OPT) program, a 45% increase from 2020 levels under President Trump. Former U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Joe Edlow and other Trump administration officials have warned that programs like OPT are depressing wages and displacing American graduates, particularly in high-demand STEM and business fields. The pipeline from foreign student to U.S. worker also begins at the admissions level. Breitbart News opinion contributor Rich K. questioned why taxpayer-funded public universities are increasingly filling seats with international students who later convert F-1 student visas into work permits. When a public university replaces a Georgia student with an F1 student in a high-demand field, Kay wrote, it increases the pipeline pressure tomorrow for H-1B allocations in exactly the sectors where Americans could be trained to fill roles. That pressure is already being felt by recent graduates like Nalin Haley, who told Unheard that many in his peer group are struggling just to get started. It's been a year and a half, and not one of them has a job, not one, he stated. I'm angry at that, because I'm having to try and help my friends get jobs when their parents got jobs immediately. Not just after graduating college, but out of high school.